Now, Egypt's 50-member committee tasked with writing the country's new constitution finishes voting on the amended national charter. Egypt's former foreign minister, Amr Moussa, who heads the constitutional panel, says the draft will be given to interim president Adli Mansour on Tuesday. The approval comes despite nationwide protests by supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Among many others, the panel has approved a controversial article that allows civilians to be tried in military courts. The new draft also bans the formation of parties based on religious grounds. It also specifies that the defense minister must be appointed in agreement with the military. Based on the new charter, procedures for the first election, either presidential or parliamentary, must begin between 30 to 90 days after the adoption of the constitution. Egypt's interim authorities suspended the previous constitution written during Morsi after his removal from power on July the 3rd. Joining us from Cairo via Skype is Mohammed Shalabi, Press TV's correspondent. Mohammed, I know it's a bit early, but have there been any reactions, particularly from the opposition, with regards to the adoption of this charter?
Yes, Kaniz, we know the stance of the opposition. They believe that any steps being taken by whom they consider as the coup leaders is categorically rejected, and thus their stance is to boycott the upcoming referendum. That is the declared stance so far. We'll have to wait and see if they will change course and call for a no vote for the referendum, but that is a low probability. The stance so far that is likely to hold is boycotting the upcoming referendum. Now, the panel, the head of the Constituent Assembly, Amr Moussa, is to hand the draft constitution to army-appointed interim president Adli Mansour on Tuesday, and Mansour will have a maximum period of 30 days to call for a referendum. But
right,
we do have a number of reactions from within the panel itself. There were tears of joy after the job was done, and some who participated in the writing of the draft constitution described it as allegedly the greatest constitution ever for Egypt. As for the
Egypt remains divided as ever. I will have to stop you there, Mohammed. We've run out of time. Our correspondent, Mohammed Shalabi, there, joining us via Skype from Cairo.